Welcome to worship on this Maundy Thursday. The centerpiece of our worship on this night is our participation in the Lord's Supper, as we remember the Last Supper Jesus shared with His disciples. Our remembrance of the Lord's Supper will occur early in the service tonight, leaving us with the taste of communion on our tongues. A fitting way, I think, to remember the final hours of Jesus' life. You will be invited to come forward down these side aisles here. You will partake of the bread and the drink and the cup here. There will be an empty tray there for you to place your cup there. And then once you have partaken, if you will go out by the side toward the walls, that will be helpful. The elements will be brought to those who may not feel able to come forward tonight. In addition to remembering the Last Supper Jesus had with His disciples, we will also remember Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane and His betrayal of Judas by Judas into the hands of the authorities. The service of worship tonight will conclude tomorrow night as we remember the crucifixion of Jesus. Let us begin together in prayer. Merciful God, we gather on this solemn night in Holy Week, in the intimacy of this room, to remember another intimate night with our Lord and His disciples. We are reminded, O God, that intimacy does not come without denials and betrayals. In the intimacy of these moments, O loving Christ, heal us of our waywardness. Draw us close to Your side and strengthen us for the Gethsemanes and Golgothas of our journey, that we might more faithfully follow You. In Thy faithful name we pray. Amen.
to the one who says, I love you. I love you. I am here. Come unto me. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. I will bring comfort through darkest nights. I am longing to meet every
on Sunday of his last week, Jesus makes his entry into Jerusalem. He condemns all the oppressive practices of the temple, reclaiming the temple as a house of prayer for all people. As the chief priests and scribes, along with Judas, one of the 12, are plotting to kill him, Jesus is dining at the home of a Pharisee, when in comes a woman, unwelcomed by everyone except Jesus. She scandalously pours an expensive jar of perfume on Jesus, anointing him for burial. On Thursday, under Jesus' direction, the disciples make preparation for the Passover meal. That evening, as they share the meal together, Jesus makes the stunning announcement that one of the disciples will betray him. The disciples become distressed, wondering who it will be, certain it is not themselves, praying they are not the one. Then Mark says, while they were eating, he took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it. He broke it and he gave it to them, saying, this is my body given for you. Then he raised the cup. And he said to them, this is my blood of the covenant, the new covenant, which is poured out for many. And after giving thanks, he gave it to all of them. And all of them drank from it. You are now invited to come to the table and receive the bread of heaven and the cup of grace. Jesus and the disciples eat the Passover meal together. And then Jesus stuns his friends, proclaiming that though only one will betray him, all will become deserters. Peter, so proud and so truly devoted, said, "Jesus, even though all become deserters, I will stand with you." Peter could not fathom deserting his Lord. But Jesus knew the darkness the night would hold. And Jesus knew Peter better than Peter knew himself. And he said, "Peter, truly I tell you, this very night before the cock crows twice, you'll deny me three times." Peter retorts with full conviction, "Even if I must die with you, I will not deny you." And all of them, Mark tells us, every last one of them said the same thing. None of the disciples believed it could happen to them. But it can happen to any of us. Jesus knew the road ahead. He said, "You all will fall away." From the Mount of Olives, where they all pledged to fight to the death, Jesus takes with him Peter, James, and John, the inner circle of disciples, to the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus is there to pray about the coming crisis, and he needs his friends there with him for support and prayer. We all need friends for support and prayer, right? As we battle temptation and seek to do God's will, Jesus says to us what he said to the disciples: "Watch and pray so that you may not fall into temptation. For the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Three times Jesus tells the disciples to watch and pray, and three times he returns only to find them asleep. When Jesus returns to the sleeping disciples a third time, he says, "Enough. The hour has come. Let us be going. My betrayer is at hand."
Thank you.
time has come for Jesus to be arrested. A whole crowd of political and religious leaders confront Jesus with swords and clubs. Imagine coming to take away the Prince of Peace with instruments of violence. Judas steps forward. He has struck a deal with the political and religious leaders and ominously greets Jesus face to face. "Rabbi," he says. Then with lips of betrayal, Jesus marks Jesus with a kiss. Jesus says to the authorities and to the soldiers, "Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as though I were a criminal? Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching. You didn't arrest me then. But now at night, with the crowds nowhere around, they cowardly reach out to take hold of Jesus." And Mark says, all the disciples deserted him and fled. All. And yet, still, our redemption and forgiveness awaits us in the crucified one.
Heart in silence.